fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. And today I want to take a section from Acts chapter 13, verse 26 through 33. It'll actually be read tomorrow at Mass. It's part of called St. Paul's Kerygma. Kerygma is the core proclamation of the gospel. And over the last number of weeks, if you've had a chance to tune into the program, you know, I've been speaking about St. Peter's proclamation, you know, his basic kerygma. That is, what's the basic message that the apostles communicated to the people? And that word that the Holy Spirit inspired them to say, that word that the Holy Spirit empowered them to say, and then that word that the Holy Spirit confirmed by bringing about a transformation of heart in some of the listeners who were present and to lead them to salvation. It's so important for us to lay hold of the truth of the message, because we're living at a time there's a lot of confusion within the church, baptized people in church. What's the church's fundamental message? Well, some people would say the church's fundamental message is be nice to other people, or be religious, or think about God in your life, or be moral. Another big way in which the mission of the church is communicated to people is as if it's not so much a matter of who you believe in, it's a matter of how you live. And how you live is to be good, to be a good person, to live by the Ten Commandments. And Christianity is looked at as a kind of a higher moral life, a kind of moralism is what's focused on, and that the essence is what we do. And there's a constant pressure and a constant, I think, a seductive work of the enemy to downplay the importance of the person of Jesus, having a relationship with Jesus, preaching the message the apostles preached that Jesus himself preached and commanded the apostles to preach, and to avoid that and just to say, well, what matters is that people just be good. Just be good to each other, be good to those around you, and God helps those who help themselves. So, that's the essence of religion, something like that. That's the essence of what the church is really concerned about. It's not so concerned even that you get to church on Sunday or that you obey all those different kinds of rules, but just don't do harm to other people. Live by the golden rule, be nice to people, that's Christianity, that's religion. Well, it's very confused because what ends up happening is, first of all, it ends up gutting the whole mission of the church in so many ways because people have no sense of urgency of proclaiming the message that the apostles were so urgent to proclaim because they understood that nobody can be good on their own. That it's not just a matter of being good, it's not just a matter of checking off a certain set of commandments. Is not about being nice to your neighbor. The essence of it is to be saved. Well, to be saved from what? To be saved from the world, the flesh, and the devil, to be saved ultimately from the power of sin and death and the domination of the kingdom of darkness and the enemy, to literally be brought from death to life. That's the essence of the message, and everybody needs that, every single person. It doesn't matter how nice they are. Everyone needs it. We don't save ourselves by being nice. I don't present myself to God the Father cleansed and freed because somehow I've cleaned myself up enough to be able to enter his presence. That's not how it works. Here's an example today from Acts chapter 13. Actually, as I said, it's going to be in tomorrow's reading, but I want to look at today because it captures, in essence, a kind of the heart of Paul's preaching, where he's trying to get the message across. So it says here, Acts 13, 26, when Paul came to Antioch in Pisidia, he said in the synagogue, look where he's going. He's going into a synagogue. He's going into a place of worship of religious people, not just any religious people. These are Jewish people, who had received from genuine revelation, genuinely formed and shaped by God. You wouldn't think they need anything else, right? So here's Paul. He says, my brothers, children of the family of Abraham, and those others among you who are God-fearing, to us this word of salvation has been sent. The inhabitants, they're children of Abraham, and they're God-fearing people who are present. And Paul is saying that the word of salvation has been sent to them, first to the people of Israel and to others, so that they can be changed. Now, the inhabitants of Jerusalem and their leaders failed to recognize him. The message of salvation, the word of salvation, is the person of Jesus he's referring to, right? So the inhabitants of Jerusalem and their leaders failed to recognize Jesus. And by condemning him, They fulfilled the oracles of the prophets that are read Sabbath after Sabbath. That is, how the Messiah would suffer and be rejected. For even though they found no grounds for a death sentence, they asked Pilate to have him put to death. And when they had accomplished all that was written about him, they took him down from the tree and placed him in a tomb. Okay? They crucified him just like the prophet Isaiah said, by his stripes we were healed. You know, all the stuff in the suffering servant Psalms and other places happened to Jesus. This is what Paul's pointing out to them. And they took him down the cross and they placed him in a tomb. So they killed him. Now, this is the essence of what Paul wants to communicate. He said, but God raised him from the dead. And for many days he appeared to those who had come up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. These are now his witnesses before the people. Who's he referring to? He's referring to the apostles, the disciples, those who came from Galilee with him up to Jerusalem, where Jesus was crucified and where he rose from the dead. And he appeared to them. And they're witnesses to the fact that he appeared to them. And they're proclaiming this before all the people, St. Paul is saying. So what are the apostles proclaiming? Are they running out and saying, be good, try harder, be moral, follow your own bliss, whatever. Is that what they're saying? No, they're saying they're witnessing to the fact that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. They're the witnesses. And then Paul says, we ourselves are proclaiming this good news to you, that what God promised our fathers, he has brought to fulfillment for us, their children, by raising up Jesus. As it is written in the second psalm, you are my son, this day I have begotten you. God the Father has begun the new creation. Salvation is God's action to recreating, to raising his people from death to life, to giving his creation, giving each one of us an opportunity to share in his life. He's given us the opportunity and the power to be brought from death to life. And the beginning of that new humanity, the beginning of the new creation, the beginning of existence beyond death, where human flesh has passed from death to life and not just died, you know, food for worms, destined for eternal separation from God, something entirely new and different has happened. St. John said it this way, that the eternal life which was with the Father has appeared to us, and we've seen it, we've touched it. Something entirely new has happened. This is what they're proclaiming. They're proclaiming the new thing that God has done. The once and for all new work of salvation that God has brought about in raising Jesus Christ from the dead. Paul says to the Jews who are listening and to the God-fearing people, we come now to proclaim to you this good news. This is the good news. The good news that the Catholic Church exists to proclaim is not a political statement. It's not a new philosophy. It's not even a form of prayer or religious form. It's new life in Jesus Christ. And it's a real thing. It's the truth about what happened in Jesus and the real life, the life that is in God, literally being communicated to one human being after another, bringing them from death to life, entering into Christ. As the Gospel of John says, to be born again. Everyone who's listening to the program today was born once, right? We were born of our mothers. We know that. We're born into this life. Salvation means being born into a new life. It means being born into life after death. It means being part of existence beyond death. And that comes through the good news of Jesus Christ. It comes from the capacity, the opportunity to partake in the life that belongs to Jesus. Scripture is clear. It's in Jesus. Jesus has the power of an indestructible life within himself, and he has the power to share that life with anyone he chooses. And the church, in her urgency, in her passion, aware of this gift and the need and what's in play, is sent into the world consumed with a single concern to bring people to this salvation. It's very easy for the church in our day to get confused, to get distracted from this fundamental mission, and to, you know, become like everything else around us, to reduce the church to another institution focused on human development. This is Pope Francis's concern when he said the church is not just another NGO, a government organization that is out there doing good. That's not what the church is after. The church does partake in and hopefully leads in helping with human development, with helping the poor, with helping civilization can be concerned about the common good, to be able to live in the truth. Because we don't hide in our little world. We don't hunker down in our little Christian or little Catholic bubble. We live in the world. We have a mission to the world. But our first mission is not to make the United States of America a better place to live, or to make it prosperous, or to live some kind of manifest destiny that some people believe it has. That's not the church's first mission. The church and the mission of the United States of America are not the same thing. The church exists to bring people from death to life, to save them, as Peter would say. Peter said on Pentecost Sunday, he said, flee the wrath to come. He said, escape this generation. Escape the dimension of this world that resists God. The church is the primary way, the recent popes have reminded us, that the church serves humanity, is proclaiming exactly what Paul just proclaimed to the Jews and the God-fearing people present at the synagogue in Antioch. The church is commissioned by Jesus to seek and save the lost, to save sinners, to offer eternal life, not just a better life in this world, though it includes that, but to offer people the possibility of receiving eternal life by entering into a relationship with Christ. This is the clear message of Jesus. This is the fundamental mission and commission that exists for all the baptized in the church. I was challenged the other day reading Pope Francis and saying, the love of Christ that's in us will move us to proclaim this message. He said, it's love. Love moves us. And he said, if you don't feel this love, if you don't ever shed a tear for the lost, if you don't have any concern about being engaged in the mission yourself, he said, pray. Pray and ask the Holy Spirit to change your heart. Because you don't yet have the heart of Jesus. And that's what the Holy Spirit wants to give you. And friends, may the Holy Spirit give to each and every one of us the heart of Jesus to seek and save the lost. God bless you.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to be able to offer you my new booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? At the heart of the new evangelization is a fresh proclamation of the gospel. But for many people, even many Catholics, they wonder, what is the message? What exactly is at the heart of that proclamation? In this simple booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message?, I take a look at and present in a very specific and simple way what is the core of what we're called to proclaim in this great and important missionary moment in the history of the church. If you'd like a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.